Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Michael, continuing to read additional articles published Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Commentary. UTPB Committed to Building Strong Workforce by Tatum Hubbard, University of Texas Permian Basin. The Permian Basin is one of the fastest growing, economically invigorated regions of the country, full of industry, culture, and wide open spaces. At the academic heart of this revitalized area sits the University of Texas Permian Basin, which every year delivers smart, savvy leaders into the communities of the basin and across the U.S. As an institution, we remain committed to filling workforce gaps and innovating for the future. The oil and gas industry relies on a variety of skills and expertise, most notably engineers. UT Permian Basin offers bachelor's degrees in chemical, electrical, mechanical, and petroleum engineering. Additionally, the university offers a master's program in mechanical engineering. UT Permian Basin ranks number one for best value engineering schools in Texas, 2021. In 2019, U.S. News and World Report ranked UTPB number one for highest paid petroleum engineers. The university is home to a brand new 105,000 square foot engineering building with state-of-the-art labs, lecture halls, and advanced technology. Students thrive with a 14-to-1 faculty-to-student ratio, opportunities for paid internships with industry leaders, and robust recruitment from the world's top producing firms. I feel really confident coming out of UTPB as an engineer, said recent UTPB College of Engineering graduate Nolan Hines. I think every one of my professors knows me by my first name. I can have conversations with any of them, whether it's about school or not. Many engineers find the opportunity to expand their skill set with a graduate certificate in engineering project management. The credential is designed for those who have completed a bachelor's degree in engineering, computer science, or business. It is structured to develop advanced skills for managing and leading engineering projects from initiation to completion. Classes include Essentials of Engineering Project Management, Advanced Engineering Economics, and Quality and Risk Management. UT Permian Basin is committed to serving the region, and that means developing programs that are relevant to industry needs. When leaders expressed concerns about a shortage of landmen in the area, the College of Business responded with a uniquely developed Bachelor of Business Administration, BBA, in energy land management. The goal is simple: prepare graduates to work in energy business and the landman profession. The faculty, along with business leaders who advise the college, believe an understanding of business management, the energy industry, and law related to the energy industry are essential for professionals in the industry. The BBA in energy land management is perfect for students interested in careers managing property, mineral, and water rights in the petroleum, solar, or wind energy industries, or in real estate. The Master of Business Administration, MBA, and Master of Professional Accountancy, MPA, programs produce leaders in all industry sectors. UTPB's MBA has tracks in accounting, finance, and marketing. Plus, a graduate certificate in energy business is popular with managers in the Permian. This 12-hour program can be taken as a standalone graduate certificate most anyone holding an undergraduate degree can pursue, or as part of the MBA or MPA curriculum. The faculty in the College of Business at UTPB are there to help you grow as a student and as a professional. They provide you with all the necessary tools to succeed. The professors are extremely knowledgeable and have real-life experience in the topics that they teach, as well as extensive research in their fields of study, said UT Permian Basin MBA graduate Oscar Gonzalez-Forsek. A critical need for energy exploration includes geological expertise. UT Permian Basin offers both bachelor's in geology and chemistry and master's in geology, with a graduate certificate available in geospatial GIS. These programs prepare students for careers in petroleum, mining, water resources, environmental management, environmental geology, governmental agencies, engineering geology, geochemistry, geophysics, and natural resources. UTPB students are well-trained in the UTPB Natural Resource Center that collaborates with industry on real-world geologic and chemical solutions. Many graduates of UT Permian Basin's geology and chemistry programs go on to work in the energy industry. They often take jobs in exploration, laboratory, well site operations, and field services. Other highly sought-after educational paths include chemistry, cybersecurity, and computer science. With bachelor's and master's degree opportunities, interested students can choose a track in environmental chemistry, environmental geology, data science, and software development, all critical components to modern oil and gas exploration. UT Permian Basin offers opportunities specifically for students who are already actively working in the oil and gas industry. The industrial technology programs include a certificate in petroleum technology with courses on drilling technology and wireline, mud logging, and core analysis. Students use their associate's or bachelor's degrees to get the training and credentials they need to move up in their companies. The university also offers a Bachelor of Arts in Applied Science, BAAS, for students who come in with an AAS degree. Many UTPB business students add an energy business certificate, preparing them to contribute to firms throughout the Permian Basin. Research initiatives at the University of Texas Permian Basin are focused on solving real-world problems in the energy industry. The Texas Water and Energy Institute, TWEI, provides a multidisciplinary and multi-institutional approach to complex issues dealing with produced water, wastewater, and drinking water. Research ranges from water quality, water-energy interdependencies, water security, water infrastructure protection, and related policy issues. The TWEI, in conjunction with Chevron, also hosts a lecture series to create a learning environment where industry, academia, and government agencies can network and discuss state-of-the-art treatment technologies with current produced water management strategies. The series is also an opportunity for professional development. UT Permian Basin will soon be the home to the Advanced Manufacturing Center, AMC. The broader impacts of the center include advancing discovery and understanding of new technologies, increasing access to manufacturing techniques, improving a sustainable framework for the region's economic diversification through manufacturing, and increasing university industry partnerships and student engagements. The university will also offer an advanced manufacturing certificate. This program serves as a bridge between the traditional academic curriculum and industrial applications. As a credit-granting certification program, students may transfer credits towards their master's degree. This is an excellent opportunity for people who wish to get back into an academic setting. It also provides a competitive advantage in the local industry and bolsters workforce development. The Permian Basin is blessed with valuable natural resources and an entrepreneurial drive that inspires people who are willing to take a chance and do something big. UTPB embraces that wildcatter spirit, and this year they are launching multiple projects to support innovation and workforce development. With help from the Midland Development Corporation and the Odessa Development Corporation, the university is launching programs to nurture ideas to grow the economy in a stable, sustainable way. At the Center for Energy and Economic Diversification, the focus will be managerial training, shared office spaces, and support for startup businesses. This will also be home to an incubator, which makes technological, scientific, and management expertise available through UTPB faculty and services. A makerspace provides opportunities for people with good ideas to mingle and access tools that help them produce prototypes. The end result will be a place to bring innovative concepts to market and begin the commercialization process. On UTPB's Odessa campus, an innovation center stocked with 3D printers, computer-aided design, CAD tools, and much more will support the development of product prototypes. The Blackstone Launchpad by Techstars will support building entrepreneurs and next-generation leaders within the university's student body. The space will also be complete with a makerspace. As the oil and gas industry continues to recover, the demand for a highly skilled workforce becomes more important. With three strong academic institutions, each dedicated to providing quality training and preparation, the future is bright in the epicenter of the oil and gas industry. Tatum Hubbard is the Chief of Staff and Executive Director of Communications and Marketing at the University of Texas Permian Basin. From the Odessa American, West Texas retains 16 state house districts. State Representative Brooks Landgraf, Republican Odessa, announced Monday that West Texas is poised to retain its 16 districts in the Texas House of Representatives following the 2021 redistricting process, a news release said. But Landgraf's office said changes were made to the Senate District 31, held by Senator Kel Seliger, Republican Amarillo. The Texas Senate on Friday passed House Bill 1, legislation containing the proposed political boundaries for the state's 150 House districts. The bill now heads to the governor's desk to be signed into law. Landgraf's counties now include Ector, Loving, Ward, and Winkler. The results of the 2020 census showed that West Texas population growth did not keep pace with growth in other parts of the state, specifically along the I-35 corridor and around Houston, Landgraf said in the release. This led many to predict that West Texas could lose up to three state representatives in the redistricting process this year. Needless to say, I'm thrilled that the House district map passed by the House and Senate retain 16 West Texas-based districts. We were supposed to lose, but West Texas held our ground while remaining compliant with all relevant state and federal laws, Landgraf added. Publication of the census results was delayed due to COVID-19, forcing the legislature to take up the redistrict process during a special 30-day legislative session rather than the regular 140-day legislative session that ended May 31st, the release said. Even though we make up a small portion of the state's population, the work we do out here in West Texas benefits the entire state and nation, Landgraf said. If you go to the grocery store, pump gas, or wear blue jeans, you're likely enjoying the blessings from West Texas. Our voice must continue to be heard in Washington and Austin. Following the results of the 2020 census, in which the state's overall population increased by nearly 4 million, the ideal population for each of Texas's 150 House districts was set at 194,303, meaning that every district must be within 5 percentage points of that amount, the release said. Landgraf represents House District 81, which was one of the only West Texas districts above the ideal population level, according to the 2020 census. This led to Andrews County and its population of 18,610 being drawn out of Landgraf's district and into House District 88. I love Andrews County, so I'm sad I will no longer be their state representative. But HD 81's loss is a gain for West Texas, as the population of Andrews helped to anchor HD 88 in West Texas, allowing us to keep 16 districts in the Texas House. While losing Andrews is disappointing, I'm excited to welcome Loving County and its 64 residents into the fold. I've represented the majority of Wink-Loving ISD for years, so adding Loving to HD 81 ensures the entire school district has a dedicated state representative. Regardless of which counties are in HD 81, however, I will never stop fighting for the interests of the Permian Basin and West Texas. I'm so thankful to have 15 other members of the Texas House to join me in that fight, Landgraf said. According to Landgraf's office, under the new Senate map, the counties of Collingsworth, Donley, Gray, and Wheeler were removed from State District 31, and the counties of Borden, Koch, Crane, Dawson, Erion, Mitchell, Reagan, Schleicher, Scurry, Sterling, Upton, and Ward are added to Senate District 31. Senate District 31 will include Andrews, Armstrong, Bailey, Borden, Briscoe, Carson, Castro, Cochran, Koch, Crane, Dahlem, Dawson, Deaf Smith, Ector, Gaines, Glasscock, Hall, Hansford, Hartley, Hemphill, Howard, Hutchinson, Erion, Lipscomb, Loving, Martin, Midland, Mitchell, Moore, Ochiltree, Oldham, Palmer, Potter, Randall, Reagan, Roberts, Schleicher, Scurry, Sherman, Sterling, Swisher, Upton, Ward, Winkler, and Yoakum. Landgraf serves House District 81, which encompasses Andrews, Ector, Ward, and Winkler counties.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, Education section. James Works Toward Career Goals by Rebecca Bell, Midland College. On my 17th birthday, I was 4 months pregnant, Alexandra James explained. I stayed in high school until after my daughter Zoe was born, and then, with only 6 credits short of a high school diploma, I dropped out and started bartending at the age of 18. I actually didn't mind high school. I guess I was just bored. I would make good grades when I wanted to do so. I remember that Mondays I would be failing. My parents wouldn't let me go out on the weekends if I had failing grades for the week, so around the middle of the week I would start studying, and by the time Friday rolled around, I was passing. 3 years ago, I never would have thought that I'd be attending college. However, when I went to a friend's college graduation at Texas State University, I saw him walking across the stage, and I thought, you know, I can do the same thing. He came from a really rough background and was the first person in his family to graduate from college. He pulled his life together. I can do the same thing. In August of 2019, James passed the high school equivalency diploma exam and then immediately applied to begin working toward an associate degree at Midland College. I didn't know anything about applying for college and registering for classes. The staff in the enrollment and advising office were very supportive. They helped me every step of the way. I had done the hard part, which was making up my mind to start college. The rest was pretty easy after that. Today, James, now 28, is taking courses toward a degree in MC's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Counseling Program. This past spring, she made the president's list, and in May 2022, she will graduate with an Associate of Applied Science degree. I originally wanted to major in welding, but by the time I applied, all the welding classes were full. Perhaps that was divine intervention because I decided to choose alcohol and drug abuse counseling. Working as a bartender, I saw a lot of people with alcohol and substance abuse problems. I guess the saying that bartenders are good listeners is true. I always enjoyed getting to know my customers and hearing about their troubles and life stories, so I would just pour them another drink. Now it's time to really start helping them. James said that when she first started her courses at MC, she made D's. I had to repeat several classes because of failing grades. It wasn't that I couldn't handle the material. I had to learn to be organized. Now I've organized my life and know what I'm doing. I'm making straight A's. I pay for my classes, and I sit in the front row. I want to get my money's worth. During the past spring semester, James wrote a paper entitled A Memoir on Land Maps, How to Read Land Maps Correctly. The essay won honorable mention in the MC 2021 Nonfiction Writing Contest. Writing seems to come naturally to me, she said. However, I also give a lot of credit to Dr. Brown, who was my English teacher at MC. The organized layout of his classes is awesome. Alex embodies the best of what non-traditional adult students bring to college classrooms: enthusiasm, focus, and work ethic, Brown said. Like many working adults, she has responsibilities to her family and job. Nevertheless, she still prioritizes doing well in all of her classes. I believe she will continually improve as she advances through the rest of her degree and beyond. Alexandra is married to Renee Garcia, who works in the oil and gas industry. Her daughter is now 11. The family enjoys swimming, eating, and fishing. James' ultimate educational goal is to get a bachelor's degree in counseling or social work. She credits part of her success up to this point to the support she has received from her husband and daughter. She also admitted that others weren't as encouraging and were skeptical that she would succeed in college. A lot of people told me I couldn't do it, and there were times when I also doubted myself. However, I was tired of going down the rabbit hole. I would tell anyone who has been through life experiences and is a little older than the normal college student not to quit. Stick with it. It takes grit, determination, and perseverance. It certainly isn't the easiest thing I've ever done in my life, but the fact that I'm on the journey of self-improvement and working toward a goal of a career where I can help others is extremely rewarding.
Antibiotics, beta blockers, BPM. Dear Dr. Roach, I was recently admitted to the hospital for an overnight stay due to tachycardia. I have no symptoms like pain or shortness of breath. It was discovered that I had a urinary tract infection. My cardiologist thinks that the UTI is the cause of my irregular heartbeat, but days after completing a regimen of antibiotics and being on a daily prescription of beta blockers, my heart rate remains at approximately 120 beats per minute. What could be the issue? BM. Answer. A fast and irregular heartbeat raises the suspicion of atrial fibrillation, but your cardiologist would certainly have discussed that. Maybe you meant just that your heartbeat was too fast but not irregular. A normal rhythm confirmed by EKG that is too fast is a condition called inappropriate sinus tachycardia, which is most found in younger women. It seems to me more investigation is called for, including ensuring the infection is gone by taking a repeat urine test, getting a complete blood count to look for anemia, and looking at your thyroid. A fast heart rate can be a sign of a serious infection. Another possibility is POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, where the fast heart rate occurs when changing to an upright position. Finally, some people with COVID-19 have a fast heart rate as a long-term complication after the infection, which can be otherwise asymptomatic.
This is the Dear Abby column. Rape victim has kept it a secret for decades. Dear Abby, 35 years ago, I was raped by a stranger. He told me he would kill me if I ever told anyone. I never told my husband, now ex, mostly because I was afraid if I did, he would never touch me again. So I lived with the secret. It eventually tore our marriage apart and we divorced. Although we have both moved on and remarried, we have remained in touch. I am 60 now and he is 64. I yearn to tell him the story before one of us leaves this earth. I want him to understand and hopefully forgive me for the events that drove us apart. The need to tell him is so strong, I cry about it. Please advise me on this. Signed, Still Not Over It, in Maryland. Dear Still Not Over, if it will bring you comfort, reveal the secret you hid from your ex-husband. However, before you do, I urge you to first disclose it to someone trained to help victims of rape. If there's a rape treatment center near you, please make an appointment. If there isn't one, a referral from your doctor to a licensed mental health professional would also be beneficial. Trust me on that. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married a year and a half, although we've been together on and off for more than 13 years. I sometimes get the feeling that he married me only because he was tired of being alone. He often compares me to his late wife and always commemorates both her birthday and the day she passed away. What I have a problem with is every year he posts happy birthday and her name on Facebook, but he never mentions my name on Facebook. Should I bring this up to him or just let him continue? Signed, Current Wife in Texas. Dear Current Wife, the basis of a solid marriage is communication. By all means, bring it up, all of it, and tell him how it makes you feel. He may be trying to keep his late wife's memory alive by wishing her happy birthday on Facebook, but as far as Facebook's reach may be, I'm pretty sure the messages don't reach the great beyond. That he would mention her birthday and not yours is insensitive. And comparing you to her, unless the comparison is favorable, is more of the same. Dear Abby, we invited our friends over to enjoy our bounty from a successful fishing trip. They live about an hour away. They accepted our invitation, then followed up with, "Can you put us and our two dogs up overnight if we drink too much?" I replied that we meant the invitation for humans only this time. They replied, "We're sorry you don't want our well-behaved girls in your newly remodeled home." And Abby, they didn't come. Was I wrong? Should I have handled this better? I'm kind of feeling like they were wrong. Signed, Animal Lover, but... Dear Lover, I'm also kind of feeling they overreacted. If you prefer they not bring uninvited guests, whether of the two-footed or four-footed variety, you are within your rights to refuse to have them. Please stop second-guessing yourself. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.